All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, February 1st of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend. We have NBA. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. Appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out with me on a Saturday here. Let's get SaberSim up, and then we will start answering questions as they rolled in here. First one, really quickly, Hacksauce, as I'm going to pronounce it, said my builds should be good to go over. If you ever want to sign up for a build review show, best thing to do, either one, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Let me know what date, sport, site, slate you want me to review. And then I will add you to the list for the next show. We do the build reviews on Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. Or you can post a message in the Office Hours channel in Discord with the same information. Either one of those two options will be fine. And then we'll get you added to the list. All right. First question. Quick one here. I think this is like more of a question. I said, I'm curious that my late swap seems to be taking players out of the later windows for some reason. When I go to late swap, the last contests, there's no one. That just usually means that SaberSim thinks that, you know, players in the earlier contests are better. If you want to guarantee that, like, somebody from the last window is in your lineups, what I would probably do is just, like, a manual group rule. So I would, like, go into the rules. I would go to add new rule. I would go to group manual. And then I would say use at least one, and I would click edit. And then I would basically just go and filter for the teams in like the last game of the slate and then just like select them, right? So like I go through, you know, maybe I just like do the starters for the Spurs, you know, do the starters for the Heat, the Knicks, the Lakers, and then I click save. And then it'll basically show me it, and it'll say use at least one of all the players that you've chosen. And then you could, you know, name it, you know, late window, and then you're guaranteeing you have, you know, a late night hammer or something like that, right? So in general, right, I mean, the time the game starts, like, really doesn't impact, you know, fantasy point projections or anything. If you, like, want to have, you know, that player in the night slate, you know, a rule like this will work. But I think it's totally fine for the builder to opt to play players earlier with an earlier game time. All right. Good one there. Next question. For yesterday's NBA slate, after running a late swap build, I noticed that it had a couple of players that were projected for 10 or 11 points. If I don't want players projected that low in my late swap build, how should I go about that? Should I uncheck and rebuild, or should I apply a projection point filter? Have you added filters to your late swap builds before? Yeah, so I'll usually use like a point filter, kind of like you're talking about, just like something super simple. You know, I come in here and go to filters, and then I say show players with, you know, we'll use my projection greater than 10, right? I'm somebody who usually carries that over, you know, with the late swap. Like when you open up your late swap and then you have the option to use default settings or use settings from a build, I'm usually copying mine over, right? I'm like cloning it. So this filter comes with me. Now, let's say that you don't have a filter, right? You build your lineups, you know, you come in here. And we can just kind of mimic this. We'll build 500 lineups. And let's let these lineups run real quick. All right. Lineups are just about finished. All right, so lineups are done now, right? And, you know, we didn't run this build with the filter on. So there's two things you could do here, right? Number one is you could just go and create the filter, and it's just the one that we built right here, right? We could look at it, my projection greater than 10. And then what this will do is if I come in here, sort by projection, scroll down, it will just uncheck all the players for you, right? It comes in and unchecks all the players under 10. And I can see if I turn it off, they get rechecked. If I turn it on, they get unchecked, right? So you mentioned like two ways. Should I uncheck and rebuild, or should I apply a projected points filter? So applying the filter and unchecking are effectively the same thing. The filter works better because it unchecks them all for you at once. I would always rebuild after doing that, right? So if you built your lineups, then you're like, hey, you know, I want to go and apply this filter now. I would always rebuild, right? I think that's going to be better. And then the second part was, have you added filters to your late swap build before? Yeah, absolutely. I think it's totally fine to, you know, continue to curate your player pool even in late swap. So I would probably opt for the filter and a rebuild as the fastest option. All right, next question. For PGA, how do I set a rule to play at least two golfers per lineup that are under 10% owned? Okay, so let's go to round three PGA. This started a little bit ago here, so good luck to you guys playing some round three PGA showdown. But we're going into, say, you know, new fresh build, and then I come in here. There's plenty of players under 10% owned, so this is perfect, right? So we come into the rules, and what rules do we got? All right, let's get rid of this guy. So we'll go to add new rule, and we will go to group auto, use at least two. Yeah, you said at least two. And then leave group by unchecked here. And we're going to go down to requirements. And then we're going to go to my own less than 10. So in order to do this, and this is how you want to set up the rule, right? And then if I save it as a manual rule, then you can come in and even see this, right? Click this drop down, you click the pencil. So it went and grabbed all 62 golfers under 10% owned and then put them in a big group. And then it says use at least two. So you could do this manually, right? Come in here, click every single player, but it's obviously going to be a lot of them. Or you could do it this way where, you know, you let the builder do all that work for you. You just set the requirement and it goes and grabs the players. So this way is a lot more efficient, but that's how I would do it. All right. And then you don't need to save it as manual. I just saved it like that so I could show it a little more. Saving as auto works perfectly fine. Read that again. Should I have Saber score on MMA set to default or sim diversity? Sim diversity 10. So MMA started a little bit ago. I did answer this question earlier, you know, at the end of yesterday, after yesterday's show, so they could get an answer to this, but still a good one to cover, right? So I have this build that we ran yesterday for MMA. When you come into the Saber score, you have two options: MMA sim diversity 10 and MMA default. Okay, what are the differences here? So basically, you could come in and even look at the variables. So the sim diversity 10 option has sim optimals, projection, and ownership, right? And then the default has projection, percentile, and ownership. So the difference here is that default has 99th percentile. Sim diversity has sim optimals, okay? So sim optimals is a summary statistic that only appears when you run builds on sim diversity 10, right? So you need to run the build on sim diversity 10 in order to get the sim optimals. Because what sim optimals is telling you is like, when we run builds on sim diversity 10, we're taking a single fight or a single instance of the fight for every fight on the slate. And we're doing a slate simulation. So we're going to go grab one fight sim for, you know, all 13 fights on the card or however many fights there are. And then we play that out and then we build the best possible lineup. Well, it's possible that in other fight simulations and slate simulations, the same group of six fighters are optimal again. So what we do is we're not going to put the same lineup into your pool twice, but we do think that information is valuable. It's giving you an idea of like, hey, this lineup probably has a little bit higher win rate than some of the other lineups. So we're tallying that information and calling it sim optimals. And then we're using it as part of the Saber score formula, right? So like, for instance, this lineup has a sim optimals of 3. So that means this group of 6 fighters was the best combination of fighters available under the salary cap in 3 different simulations when we were trying to build out your pool of 500 lineups. So sim diversity 10 option goes with sim diversity 10 slider. Anything less than that, you're not going to have sim optimals because we're taking groups of sims now. We're not taking individual sims. We're not taking one per fight. We're taking, you know, 5, 10, 20, however many it is. So sim optimals doesn't work the same way. So anything 9, 8, 7, 6, use the MMA default. And then sim diversity 10, use sim diversity 10 builds, use sim diversity 10. So that is my advice there. Hacksock said, can you review my NBA for this week? I can't. So the big thing here, right, is when you send in that information, one, I don't even know who you are, right? So I don't know what your account is. I don't know anything about that, but I got to do some work kind of on my end to get ready for like the build reviews and stuff like that. So it does take a little bit of prep. I can't just like review builds on the fly. So if you send in that info, right, to support or office hours, I can get everything I need and I can get it ready, but we can definitely review your NBA builds on Monday. All right, Jerry said, awesome. Appreciate the info, Andrew. You're welcome. Cool. Axel says, question, is that the same for NBA? If we're referring to the sim optimals, yes, it's going to be the same across all sports. You know, the sim optimals only appears with sim diversity 10. Now, there aren't saber scores for, well, the saber scores are different for different sports, right? So we go to NBA here, and then you can see, like, we don't have 2 options for saber score. We have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 options for saber score, right? All of these small slate and large slates are like the MMA default is with the projection percentile ownership. The saber score single game here, this one has the sim optimals variable here. So this is like primarily to be used with like showdowns. But anything with like 2 games or more are not going to have the sim optimals and use one of these other saber score options. And no worries, Hack Sauce. No problem at all. All right. Taking a peek in the Discord here. Got a question from, looks like JD. So let's get this one in the queue and we will get this question answered. All right. Question says, let's say I have a group of players I like. I want to have that group in 50% of my lineups, but the rest can be whatever. I was able to make the rule and get them all into all of them together, but if I only want them in 50%, how would I do that? Okay, so just this question came up earlier. I was talking to somebody about this. So rules work all or nothing, okay? Rules are either it works for 100% in your lineups or 0%, right? There isn't a way to say like, hey, apply this rule to 50% of my lineups and then apply this rule to, you know, 50% of the amount of lineups I need or something like that, right? The way you have to do this is, let's say I need 20 lineups, right? I'm playing a 20 max. What I would do is in one build, I would do a build without the rule. And then I would do 10 lineups, right? So I come in here, I do 10 lineups. When I'm happy with these 10 lineups, what I want to do is I want to click this star icon to send these lineups to this favorites tab. Okay, this favorites tab is grayed out right now. When I favorite them, the favorites tab activates, it turns white and lights up, and then it's going to get this parentheses showing you how many lineups are in the tab. Okay, so this is half the build without the rule, And then what I would do is I would open up a new build. I would turn the rule on, whatever rules you want. And then I would build my other 10 lineups. I would click the star icon. That's going to send the other 10 lineups to the favorites. And now I'm going to have 20 in this window. And then I would come in here and then I can save the lineups to a single contest together, right? So now I effectively have what you wanted of 50% with the rule, 50% without the rule. I've combined them and put them into a single contest. So utilizing the favorites tool is how you're going to want to do that. All right. Good stuff so far. We are caught up with questions here in the Office Hours channel and Discord, or YouTube chat. So why don't we do a build demo? Actually, it looks like we got one from Jimmy. Jimmy said, you talk about playing non-correlated slates, but when it comes to how much of your bankroll you use to play multiple slates on the same day, is it 5% for each slate? Good question. So I'll tell you the way I do this. I think there's a couple different options. So, you know, when we talk about like the DFS profit plan, right, we always say 2.5 to 5% of your bankroll, right? Well, what happens when you're playing like multiple slates? There's a couple different ways to go about this, okay? Number one is you could play 5% total across all slates, right? Like say you're coming in here and you're going to play, you know, all of the classics, right? Well, there's an early, there's a main, there's a turbo, and there's a night. So there's four classics. You could say, hey, I want to play, you know, 5% in total across all of them, right? The profit plan technically says, you know, 2.5 to 5% of your bankroll on uncorrelated slates. So, you know, in theory, like you could play, you know, 2.5 to 5% on the early, 2.5 to 5% on the turbo, 2.5 to 5% on the night. And then like maybe like some smaller amount on the main because the main will correlate with the turbo in the night, I think. That just ends up being like a lot of like money in play and like on like a single day. You know, I personally don't like to do that. If you're going to do something like that though, you know, that's okay. What I would probably just recommend is like leaning on the lower side. You know, we say like 2.5 to 5%. If you want to go about that, if you want to do it that way and like have more action in, go on the 2.5% side, right? Like do 2.5 on the early, do 2.5 on the turbo, 2.5 on the night. And then, you know, rather than having, you know, 20% of your bankroll in play, you have, you know, 7.5% or something like that, right? So you can even lower it, right? Maybe you're like, hey, I want to do like 1% to 2%. And then, you know, you end up still with, you know, 5 to 10% of your bankroll in play across these uncorrelated slates, but you're being a little bit more bankroll conscious, right? So there's a number of ways to do it. I think my favorite is probably like lowering the percentage per slate. Like I would probably go like 1% to 2% across these like small slates. Cause you got to remember, right? Smaller slates are going to be higher variance. So one, you're in a way you're lowering the correlation between your results, but there is a little bit more variance in like what can happen in a 2-game slate as opposed to like a 10-game slate. Right. So, you know, like for showdowns, like single game stuff, we always talk about like, hey, you probably want to be like closer to like 1% to 2% of your bankroll just because those slates are high variance. I basically take that approach like on these like small ones, like 1% to 2% on the early, like 1% to 2% on the turbo, 1% to 2% on the night, like 1% to 2% on the main, right? And, you know, I kind of end up where I want to be, which is in that like 5% to 10% range. So that's my advice just from, you know, doing it so many times, like, that's my experience. All right. Good stuff there. JD said, thanks, man. You are welcome. And, we just answered Jimmy's question. So why don't we do a build review for the, NBA slate here. So let's open up a fresh build. We use this build 3 here. Let's get rid of some of these other builds. And let's clear these favorites. All right. So first thing I'm going to do, right, loading up SaberSim. I'm going to set my lineups to however many lineups I want to build. I'd always recommend building the max for that your plan allows, right? I'm going to do 500 just for the sake of time. I'm going to make two adjustments, two projections, and I'm going to click build, right? So while the lineup's built, I don't need to sit on this screen. I can jump around. So I'm going to go to the contest tab and upload an entry file, right? Good opportunity to come in here, upload your entry file. I don't have one right now, so I'm just going to come in here and create a manual contest sim for a contest. We'll say the $4.20 max here. Good contest to play. So I create my sim, right? I'm just mimicking, uploading a file, and then I'm going to jump back to my build. So, all right. Going back to build 3, let's see the status of these lineups that are building. And taking a little bit long to load here, I'm going to try a hard refresh, see if that helps it out at all. All right, cool. So build is done. Lineups are loaded. I'm going to kick off the contest sim that we created. I'm going to come in here, move some columns around. I like to sort by exposure. I like to see my leverage. All that looks good. And contest sim is done. So first thing I want to do, right, notice it auto changes to ROI. If you have an entry file uploaded, you don't have to do anything else. I don't have one, so I got to go switch to this manual contest sim. And then I'm going to switch. I'm going to add aggregate metrics, right? Average projection and average ROI are my go-tos. And so I have, I'm sorting, right? Got my aggregate metrics, got my exposure and my leverage. You know, my exposure and my leverage tell me a lot about the stands I'm taking on the slate, right? So here, right, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start increasing my min uniques. And what I'm trying to do, right, is I'm trying to not sacrifice too much of my projection or ROI, but I'm okay sacrificing a little bit in order to get to some diversity, and I'm going to be watching my exposures and my leverage along the way, right? So what this looks like is going from 1 to 2. Okay, my metrics didn't change, so that means my top 20 lineups are already this diverse. That's great. 2 to 3. Okay, super small change. 3 to 4. Okay, ROI is down about like 10% now. It still seems fine. You know, we're getting diversity with a very small trade-off here. Okay, 4 to 5. Okay, projection goes down like 2 points, ROI down like 20%. This is the spot where I would stop, and I would just say like, hey, you know, how do my stands look on the slate? And my lineups are a lot flatter, right? Earlier, I saw like leverage as high as like 40%. I saw leverage in like the high 20s, right? Here, you know, our highest exposed players in 50% of our lineups, and then our highest leverage is about 24%. I think these are all good, right? All of these are like no more than 2x the player's ownership, and we're taking some stands, right? But we're not doing anything crazy here. We've already, you know, kind of hit like our benchmark for like how much projection and ROI we want to give up. If we were to go further, you know, these numbers would probably tank. Yeah. Projection down another, you know, 5 points, ROI down like another like 70%, probably too much, right? This is why like we don't recommend maxing out min uniques anymore, because you get to a point where you end up giving up too much of, You're trading too much of your ROI and projection for diversity. You want to try and strike a balance, right? So here I would stop at 5. If you wanted to go backwards, you're like, hey, I was cool at 4. Like, go back to 4, go back to 3. You know, maybe you like your exposures and your leverages at 1. Like, totally cool, right? So any number in here, you know, in my opinion, from like 1 to 5 is like totally fine, depending on your risk tolerance, right? It's all risk management. And I think that, you know, you just got to find the right number that works for you. But here I would stop at 5. I'd be ready to save these lineups and rock and roll. All right, next question. So do you not upload your entries file before building lineups? Yes. Or you don't need to, actually. You don't. There's no reason to. So like what I did, right, is I kicked off the build, and then I went and uploaded the entries file. It doesn't matter because the lineups, the contests that you're playing don't really come into effect until after the build is done. So you can upload them before, you can upload it after. It's all the same, really. It's not going to have an impact on the lineup building process. But good clarification question there. All right. Taking a peek here in the office hours and YouTube chat. Think we're all caught up. Did a build demo, answer some questions. So think we're going to call it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.